So, Swapnil Jideo Kole, I hope I've got your name at least partly accurate there. Thank you very much for joining me for this episode of Living Proof.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, tell us your involvement with the postdoctoral fellowship scheme. Which program, which research program here at INI are you involved with, and where has the rest of your time been spent, or will it be spent?
Yes, so I'm associated with the New Statistical Physics in Living Matter program, and I'll be associated, I am currently at DAMT working with Professor Michael Cates and his group, and so that's about it. Yeah.
Excellent. So we're recording this in March in 2024, and you've actually been here since October.
Yep.
So has that time so far been spent mostly on the program, and now you're working at DAMT, is that right?
Yes. So I am here since October, and until January I was with the program, and then I've shifted to DAMT now.
Okay. Excellent. So you've had that experience of quite a dynamic, experience of
yes,
working with
indeed.
The program, busy workshops, busy in the rest of the time working with a smaller group of long-term researchers. Tell me about how that was. How was your experience of the program?
Yeah, that was great because I moved out to this program right after my PhD. And so I got to interact with people who are active in this field and their ideas about how it is going to, you know, turn out in the coming years, what are the new ideas. And through the collaboration, so through the interactions, I could make long-term collaborations that I'm still engaging in. So it was a fun experience.
I'm sure, yeah. I always get this impression that everyone you meet when you're part of a program, you must recognize their names. It must be a strange experience that way. So you will
have
read papers and
yes,
other research
indeed.
By these same people, and suddenly there they are in real life.
Yeah.
So particularly when you're relatively early in your career, that must be doubly strange. Was it in any way intimidating, or was it just thrilling?
Yeah, I would say it was both intimidating and thrilling. And initially, I was intimidated to interact with them. But then when I started, I realized, I mean, it's a fun thing. And they accommodate, and they're, you know, willing to entertain your new ideas and engage with you, guide you. And so it's been a valuable experience interacting with all of them, right from the young ones to the senior ones. Yeah.
Oh, that's really great to hear. And so that occurred over the course of 3 months. Yeah. And now, as you say, you're working with Mike Cates
yes.
at the Department of Applied Maths and Theoretical
right.
Physics. And so you're still a neighbour to the
yes.
INI. You're a stone's throw away in one of the pavilions here on the Centre for Mathematical Sciences. Obviously, this involves a long-term residency to a degree of the area. So do you feel part of the fabric of the research community that's happening here?
Yes, indeed. So my background has been, I was trained as an engineer in undergrad. Then I moved to physics, and I sort of do very mathematical stuff now, very mathematically involved. And so at DAMT, that was a very interesting experience because it was sort of what I started around the end of my PhD is what I'm extending here with Mike. And so it gives me both a learning experience and also helps me use my earlier expertise to contribute to the research. Yeah,
it's really interesting for me as someone who's not part of the sort of higher academic world. I've not worked as an academic. It's interesting that someone can come directly from studies straight into contributing to research. It's inspiring in a way. You seem to be taking that in your stride.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's turned out to be fun, and so I hope to continue doing it as much as I can. Yes.
Excellent. So for the benefit of those who are considering applying to this scheme, obviously it's aimed at postdocs. You said that you'd come straight from the end of your PhD into this.
Right.
Give us a little bit of a background of your time in mathematics until joining this scheme. Tell us about where you studied and how early you realized that you wanted to study mathematics. I'd love to hear about that.
Yes, I was generally good in mathematics and physics at school. And so I grew up in Pune, India, and that's where I did my undergrad and master's. And after a PhD at Indian Institute of Science, I moved here. And so sort of, I think it's been a journey more focused on the problems that I want to solve and picking up skills and tools as I go along, and it so happened to be that it's maths.
I get the sense from so many people that I've had the privilege to speak to through this podcast series and other interviews that there's a very strong mathematical culture in India. There's certainly a lot of heritage as well.
Yep.
So have you noticed any differences between the two setups here in Europe or Britain in particular and back home, or is it an easy transition to go from studying and researching in India to doing the same here?
Yeah, so I was not sure if it would be easy, but I mean, I didn't feel that it was a transition. It was quite a smooth one. So I'd say it's very similar, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And you mentioned before we started recording that this is your first visit, although it's a long one. This is your first visit to the UK.
Yep.
How did you find settling in?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, Cambridge is a lovely, beautiful city and university town, and has a great both cultural and academic heritage. So it's been fun, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for you? It's a difficult question, but do you have any ambitions or plans that you'd like to share with us? Where do you see your career going?
Yeah, so at the moment, I want to continue doing what I'm doing. And as, you know, opportunities come, and I want to keep working in research. And that's where I see myself down the line, yeah. Yep.
Well, it seems like you're in a great position to make that happen. So Swapnil, thank you very much for your time. I hope that anyone listening to this who's considering applying for the scheme has now got a slightly better impression of it and how it's not in any way intimidating. I hope we've given that impression. So enjoy the rest of your day today and the rest of your time here at DAMPT. What does the rest of the day, week, weekend hold for you?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm writing a draft, and so most of it is going to be about that. And then weekends I'm planning to see my friends, and so yeah, that would be a little off from the work. Yeah,
perfect balance. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yes,
and have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Thanks.